in the lunchtime edition, Four Men in Custody. A firearm and a quantity of money recovered after an armed robbery at a St. George supermarket. Government to spend over $50 million to complete its steel frame housing project as the housing minister seeks to explain the delays and cost overruns. The authorities appear to confirm vendors operating along Cheapside are to be relocated ahead of the Cricket World Cup, and drive-in tests resume at the licensing authority while an earthquake rattles northeastern U.S. cities. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Four men are in custody, and the police have recovered a firearm and a quantity of money after an armed robbery at a St. George supermarket yesterday. Starcom Network News has been able to confirm that the police have indeed made quick progress in detaining the suspects allegedly involved in the burglary at Fair Deals supermarket at Ellerton, St. George. Security camera footage of the incident that has been circulating on social media shows a white car driving onto the compound. Two men exited the vehicle from the front passenger and back seats. The armed men were wearing overalls with hoodies, one man dressed in black and the other in white. They then entered the business, brandishing at least one firearm, and held the staff at gunpoint while they stuffed cash into a bag before fleeing in the waiting getaway car. Juanita Hewitt, the owner of the business, tells Starcom Network News that the experience was very traumatic for customers and staff.
I can only tell you what I was told by the staff. The fellas came in, some of the staff managed to get out and left only one staff member. And we had customers, they made the customers lie down on the floor, skinned them out, take away everything they had. It was awful. Two came in with firearms. I had to take the young lady that was left inside, I had to take her to the doctor, and everybody calling sick today. I have not heard from the police, but I was told unofficially that they were caught. Four fellas were caught.
And as stated earlier, Starcom Network News has confirmed that four suspects are in custody. Ms. Hewitt is upset over the incident.
Angry. Very, very angry. Very, very angry. Because here it is, a law-abiding citizen trying to make a dollar, trying to keep people employed, and people just come in and thinking that they can take what you work so hard for. This is about the fourth time that this has happened here.
Where was the last time before yesterday?
During COVID, and at that time it was four gunmen that came in and ransacked everything. Make the staff open the safe, put the guns to the head. You know, it was terrible. I would like something done about the crime. Because it is unfortunate that people working so hard and then, you know, these things happening to them.
Juanita Hewitt, the proprietor of the Fair Deals supermarket at Ellerton, St. George, in the lunchtime edition. Government is to spend over $50 million to complete its steel frame housing project that was to accommodate people displaced by Hurricane Elsa and Freak Storm. Minister of Housing Dwight Sutherland says there were several factors which delayed the project that was to be completed in 8 weeks but has taken several years. He was speaking during a news briefing at one of the project sites at Tichborne Haggett Hall, St. Michael, this morning, which was called to update the public on the matter. Mr. Sutherland sought to explain the issues that affected the completion of the project.
Infrastructural development such as roads and the installation of electricity was not included in the original cost of the project, as it was expected that this work would have been executed by the National Housing Corporation. However, a change in the scope of the project saw the ministry taking over this process at an estimated cost of $5.068 million. This was not part of the original project. There was a significant increase in the cost of construction material. This resulted in an additional cost of $2.4 million. The project was further challenged by the lack of timely access to the specific type and volume of concrete required to construct the foundation. This contributed to more delays and higher costs. Labor costs also impacted the project.
Mr. Sutherland says 85 houses now need to be completed at an estimated cost of over $13 million. The authorities appear to confirm that vendors operating at Cheapside St. Michael will be moved ahead of the T20 World Cup to be staged here in June. Some vendors had told the Nation newspaper that they were told they would be relocated. Communications consultant with the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated, Joanne Hake, called into the VOB's Down to Brass Tax call-in program to try to clarify the matter. She promises any relocation will be done properly.
If that is the case, and we're cleaning up and we're looking for additional spaces to make the area more tidy, people just walking around and telling you have to move is not the way it's going to be done. There obviously would have to be a discussion with Barvin, the manager of market, together with the city manager. We come together and we communicate with the individuals. So what I am saying is whoever started that, they were wrong to do it in that way. But I'm not saying that things are not going to be cleaned up, not just for World Cup, because we started to clean up already, and it will be done in a way that is decent, and it will be done in a way that is fair.
Communications consultant Joanne Hague, driving tests at the Barbados Licensing Authority have restarted. However, some instructors today raised concern over the competence of newly assigned testing officers. Testing officers at the Ministry of Transport and Works were off the job yesterday, complaining of being understaffed and overworked. Tests were then canceled for the day. Starcom Network News understands the driving instructors arrived to find three new testing officers this morning and questioned whether those individuals have been trained. Meantime, the licensing authority confirmed that testing has restarted. It says it's going smoothly and the officers are indeed trained and competent. And an earthquake rattled buildings across parts of the Northeast United States this morning, with reports of it being felt from Philadelphia to New York City. The New York Police Department said there was no damage or injuries reported. The New York City Fire Department said the quake hit about 10:30 a.m. Initial reports indicated a 4.8 magnitude quake. Our top stories. Four men in custody, a firearm, and a quantity of money recovered after an armed robbery at a St. George supermarket. The proprietor is angry after what she says is the fourth robbery at her business. Government to spend over $50 million to complete its steel frame housing project. As the housing minister seeks to explain the delays and cost overruns, the authorities appear to confirm vendors operating along Cheapside are to be relocated ahead of the Cricket World Cup. An earthquake rattles northeastern U.S. cities. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.